Sherbo.
What?
Let's do it.
Now?
Yeah, it's now. I know you just sat down. You just sat down over there. I apologize to you.
You did. I did.
All right, pretty soon we won't be having to wheel you in here. Pretty soon you'll actually be excited about doing the show.
And I'll be able to walk.
You'll be able to walk.
I'll be a real girl.
Yeah, you'll be able to do this. Where'd you go?
I'm getting my water.
All right. Oh, boy. This is like herding cats. Ready?
Except it's just one cat.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Welcome to Gang of Two, a hilarious look at coupledom.
From a couple of dumbs.
That's us. We go together like drunk and disorderly.
Hey.
Pretty good, huh?
Like salt and...
pepper. Salt and pepper.
Pepper.
All right, so on today's show, this is show number 68. On today's show, we will give you our Chaz or Chop update. Still, it's really weird. We're getting a lot of people who...
asking about it.
They're always asking about it. They have, you know, and rightfully so. Where we live walking distance where all that stuff's going down, we'll let you know what we know so far. Without any spin, without anything, we'll just let you know what it's like
facts.
As being a resident.
Cold hard.
I know that's weird. It's weird to deal with out there. I don't know if you guys can handle that shock of... being told, but at least what we see. We don't know everything, but we'll be talking about that here. And let's see here. Oh, yes. I never get over on Sherry. We have audio to prove that. We have some advice emails to get to. And a guy buys his wife a mask. And
it goes awry.
It goes a little bit awry. That's what's happening
on
today's
okay.
show. But it is now time to catch up. Like it?
I do.
It's more of kind of a, you know, since recording this on Sunday, it's got kind of a Sunday vibe, doesn't it?
It does have a Sunday vibe. I don't know, listening to it on Monday, if that will translate, but...
hey, where we are, we can only be where we are right now, and that's in the moment.
That's right. That's very philosophical of you.
The show gets posted every Monday morning at 12:01, just so you guys know.
So you can wake up.
You can wake, at least, you know... it should be in there. It's scheduled to release every Monday at 12:01 a.m.
Is that Eastern?
That's
Greenwich Mean
Time? That's a good point. No, that's 12:01
Pacific.
So that's 3:01 Eastern. Mm-hmm. Damn you, always doing the right stuff. Anywho, we did get some emails that I want to touch on momentarily. The problem I'm having with this is that... I just noticed on the, what's the name of our show? Gang of Two. The Gang of Two, we have a Facebook page. And people have been leaving us messages there.
Oh, and you haven't been checking.
I forget to check.
I'm sorry. I could probably do that. Why don't you show me how to do it? I'll do it.
No, it's good.
I'm not on social media, so I don't.
Yeah, you wouldn't know. You'd have no clue. It'd be harder to teach you than it is just for me to look.
Okay.
Anywho.
It's on the record. I asked.
Got one from Dave here. It says, hey, Terry and Sherry. I got first billing, just so you notice.
Hey, Dave.
Feel good about
Hi,
that.
Dave.
It says, I'm ignorant when it comes to Facebook. So I love you too, and I look forward to hearing your podcast every moment I can. Is liking the page the same as following? I hope you guys are being COVID safe. Thank you for your help.
Well, that's definitely a question for you.
Well, any type of support is there. Uh-huh. Is appreciated. If you
what's the difference between those two things?
Well, liking the Facebook page is great.
Yeah,
that's great.
But you're not following is not liking.
Well, that's the same thing, I guess.
It is?
I think that is. I don't know.
You don't know either.
I don't know either. I will say this. Subscribing to the podcast and downloading the podcast
is very helpful.
Is very, very helpful.
Yes.
Even if you don't listen. Just subscribe to it, download it, and then go, I'll get to it later.
Yeah.
Just say that. But we really, that definitely goes a long way. Got another one from somebody here. It says, thank you for responding. I really appreciate that. I guess I responded. Let's see here. It says, I've been grinding through the beginning episodes of Gang of Two, and I love the show. I love it so much. I became last week's Patreon member, Travis Brown. Thank you, Travis.
Oh, nice.
Appreciate that. This has been a few weeks. This one was June 2nd, since I just...
of this year?
Yeah, of this year. And we haven't had to do... this is 2 weeks in a row we haven't had to do a Patreon member.
we're starting, slacking. I'm Something's
starting,
happening.
I'm starting to worry. But I understand.
We should
I understand
get divorced.
People. If, yeah, people would love that, though. People would love it if we got divorced. People
would
cheer.
No, people don't know.
Yes, they would.
Why?
That's the way America is now. They want you to fail. Everybody wants you to fail.
Instead I don't know. I would agree with that, but I'll bet the people that listen aren't you know listening to hear you fail.
I bet there is a fraction of people out there. I don't know how big of a fraction it is, but there's a fraction of people that listen to, I know, Lex and Terry that hate us.
Why would you waste your time?
I don't know. And then there's also probably a fraction of people here that would like to see us fail.
Well, okay.
I'm just saying. Probably is. You know, anyway, it says, I never really got to this, did I? I love it so much. Became last year's favorite. It says, you guys are awesome. I've suggested this to my friends to listen to. Felicia and I listen every week and love to talk about each episode. Keep up the good work and stay safe in Seattle in this crazy time and year of 2020. Keep doing what you're doing.
Nice.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that, Travis. And of course, appreciate you being a Patreon member.
Yeah.
It does go a long way as we are getting ready to do our streaming stuff. I'm excited about the streaming stuff.
Okay.
I'm not excited about setting it up, but I think...
As long as it's not on Sunday. I have really bad hair days on
Sunday.
We
will stream live on Monday afternoons.
Okay.
Or Monday early evenings, whatever time. As long as it's a Monday, we'll do that. I want to stay consistent to the Monday thing.
Yeah.
You know how picky I am. And then it says here, this is another little update catch-up. Want to thank you guys for the update on Seattle on your podcast.
Oh.
We had a great moment in bed is what it's, that's the title of the podcast that we had. So hard to find news that tells the truth. Hope you are getting to enjoy Seattle this time of year. Best time other year weather-wise. Love your podcast. Thank you very much. And yes, we are still doing our best to enjoy what's going on around here.
Yeah.
We are now in phase two, whatever that means.
Yeah.
That just means, I guess, you could sit outside at a restaurant and they'll bring you something to eat.
Yeah, but a lot of restaurants are still not doing that because even, it's 50% capacity. And at 50%, they can't even make
No, but as
money.
Long as we're there and people are sitting away from us, I'm happy with that.
I know, but a lot of restaurants are not even doing that.
Yes.
What I'm saying.
But anyway, we're doing it. Yeah. Man, you just look for that silver lining, don't you, Cher?
All right.
Let's see here. By the way, last week, Sasan, one of our mm-hmm. great Patreon members
yes.
and just good people.
Yeah.
He had a suggestion for us.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And his suggestion was...
Go to hell.
Not to go to hell. Okay. It was to finger you. No, it was... No.
Okay.
Why does that sound dirtier
than just,
fucking
yeah.
or blowjob yeah. or splooging over
yeah.
your face?
Yeah.
Fingering you is hilarious to me.
It's... It doesn't get any worse than that.
It's juvenile. It is just dirty. And I love it.
That's funny.
I love it. Anyway, Sasan did not request it. But what he did do is he gave us an example of what he and his wife T are doing. They are taking turns each week, surprising each other
mm-hmm.
with a meal.
Mm-hmm.
And he did. He went to a thing and got drinks done and all that stuff.
Yeah.
To go meal, brought
yeah.
it back to the house. They
yeah.
had a little date night. And then they were to watch something that he planned as well. The only rules are that you have to make sure that both of you like it. So we decided to do that. We decided
didn't
to
do the movie, though.
Week. No, we decided to do that this week. And
spoiler alert.
Well, there's a spoiler alert all the way through this because I decided that I was going to go to a place called Monsoon.
Love it.
We love Monsoon. However, I noticed that on their meal or whatever it's called,
menu
that if you ordered a day ahead on Friday and Saturdays only, that you can order a salt and pepper Dungeness crab
Damn.
For two people.
God.
And you love Dungeness crab. You
yeah,
love it.
I do.
I am not necessarily a big fan. I eat crab, but I just, it always tastes fishy to me.
You haven't had the right crab.
I guess
apparently.
Not.
Yeah.
So I blew it.
You like crab
it.
Cakes? Do you like crab cakes?
I do like crab cakes. But I blew it and I didn't I had to tell Sherry because I wanted to make sure that she didn't want the crab.
Yeah.
You know, type of thing.
I didn't
want
to get that much crab. I couldn't eat all that.
Yeah. So I didn't get to surprise her like I wanted to.
Is it supposed to be a surprise?
Yeah, I think I really wanted it to be a surprise. But you know, I can't keep a surprise.
You can't. You're really bad at it.
Why is that?
I don't know. It's kind of sweet.
I don't think it's sweet. I would really like to surprise you more often.
Aw.
And then we watched, what did we watch? We watched something.
Did we?
Yeah, I think so.
It was very memorable. Yeah. It wasn't a movie.
I don't remember. Anyway, we watched something. But Sasan, great idea. I blew it. I choked on the whole idea. But you get to try it this coming week. You get to try it this weekend.
Okay.
Okay?
I got this.
So I know you will.
Yeah.
You'll have no problem with this. But anyway, so we will do that this week. I got a haircut. I feel
you
good.
You do. You look like Terry again.
I feel like I'm a person again. I want to thank my haircutter, Tanya.
Yeah.
Who, she did a good job.
Don't you want to, there's somebody else to thank too. Don't you want to thank somebody else?
Who?
Susan Boyle.
I'm never going to live that Susan Boyle stuff down. Ever. I will never, ever live that down. But it's funny. I did look like Susan Boyle. Even she said when I went over there, she goes, yeah, when your hair gets long, you look pretty asexual.
That's better than saying you look feminine.
Well, you know, or just like an ugly woman.
Yeah.
I look like a very ugly, ugly woman. I wouldn't make a good woman. I would not make...
That's
if
true.
I wanted to identify...
Yeah, you wouldn't.
Although I think I'd have some pretty sexy legs.
You would. I would not.
Very thin. If I shaved them,
yeah.
I think my legs would be better than yours. They're longer.
They're longer. They're longer.
Yours
I have prettier
really
feet,
good.
Though.
Yeah, you have prettier... I got pretty good feet.
They're all right.
What's wrong with my feet?
They're
what
not
do you
mine.
Mean, what do
they're
you mean
mine.
They're all right?
They're fine.
Your feet are like... You can hitchhike with your toe.
I could be a foot model.
No, you couldn't.
Yeah, I easily could.
My foot is way sexier than yours.
No.
In fact, we might have to post a picture and put it on our Facebook page. And I'm telling you right now, my feet are uniform.
Yeah, they are.
They are.
They're nice feet.
I've got a nice arch.
Yeah,
they
are very nicely arched.
There's nothing goofy about them at all. Yours, you got these, you have fingers for toes.
They're not that long. They are long,
you,
but they're not.
You said you could hitchhike with your toe.
I have.
So, once again, my feet are sexier than yours, and so are my legs. And why am I arguing for this? What the fuck is wrong with me? Why am I? I'm more of a woman than you. Don't you forget it, bitch.
Oh,
God, I got this. I got this woman shit down. All right. Update on Ward and June.
Yeah.
Our new dark-eyed Junkos.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe they're called Junkos. People call them Junkos, but it's a Junko.
We were calling them Junkos, and then we realized
we
it was Junko.
Junko.
So.
But we have the Ward and June. They've made a nest in Sherry's potted plant, and from what I understand, there were four eggs in there. We know that. We
right.
saw the four eggs.
Yes, that was.
But now when you look in there, she's either looking up at you, but from what I understand, there's maybe at least two birds in there.
I saw one chicklet, but it's really hard to see them, which is good. And they're so quiet.
Yeah, I don't know. You would think they wouldn't be. They don't know to be quiet, do they?
I think at some point they'll probably get, you know, as
chirpy
they get a little older.
And
maybe.
Weird.
But I just watered it today and it doesn't look like anything's in there.
Yeah, it's hard to tell.
Maybe they already flew away. No,
no
that's not
way.
Possible.
There's
in
no
one
way.
Day.
All right, so we'll keep an eye on them and the babies. It's kind of awkward to be, but I will say this. They're not dive bombing us.
Yeah.
They're very comfortable with us sitting out on the patio.
Yeah.
We had self-distancing since we're in phase two. We could be in smaller groups of people now.
Right.
We did a little self-distancing dinner at the house the other night
right.
with Brian and Alex.
Yep.
And we, you know, we kept our distance and had dinner, and it was good. But we were sitting out on the patio most of the time outdoors.
Yep.
And the birds came in and out, and they weren't too bothered by it.
I don't think they liked the umbrella. When we put the umbrella up, they freaked out a little bit.
Yeah, put the umbrella because he was starting to hang.
Yeah. So what?
Okay, and I also want to thank, yesterday we did a Zoom meeting with old workmates from Santa Barbara.
That's right, yeah.
I just got this email. Nobody called me and said, hey, we're doing one. I just saw the email. We logged on, stayed about an hour, and... was very odd and very serious.
It was very serious.
It was good to see all the people.
Yeah.
You know, it was really neat. But it was just kind of, it was very serious.
I'm not a fan of Zoom calls. I'll be honest.
They're awkward.
They are awkward.
They are awkward. All of the ones we did with our Patreon members, that was fun.
That was pretty good.
We had a good time.
But you can't talk over each other, you know. I don't enjoy talking over each other, but when one person talks to it cuts out and you can't hear anybody, and it's not ideal.
Yeah, there's a lot of, what? Excuse me? Yeah. Pardon me?
You know. And then if you don't have somebody like, quote unquote, a moderator or whatever.
Keeping the ball rolling.
Yeah, you know, that was the one thing. Sit there and stare at each other.
Yeah, that's the one thing that I was afraid was going to happen when we did it with our Patreon
members,
which, by the way, we will do it again. Yeah. We'll do it again if you guys want. But it was odd because, you know, that's why I tried to keep things going with pictures and questions and all that.
Yeah, because otherwise it's just,
everyone's just staring at us like, you know, like people.
Like a zebra in the zoo.
Yeah, but it was weird. It was a little awkward. So there you go. Yeah. All right. Let's get into what's going on here. We got a little advice update.
We do.
Last week, the woman that emailed us about her 18-year-old daughter that wanted to get married. Do you remember that?
Oh, yes, I do. I don't remember the name.
Yeah, I lost the email.
Chelsea.
But I remember.
Say Chelsea.
Chelsea. She is not going to get married.
You're kidding.
She said she listened to the show.
Oh, my.
She said she was very, very quiet.
Yeah.
Listening to the show, went to her room.
Wow.
Just kind of sulked off and went to her room. And the mom was like, oh, boy.
What's going on?
I wonder what's
now?
Happened. Maybe I shouldn't
Maybe
have played
she crawled
this.
Crawled out the window.
She came out about an hour and a half later, and said, you know what, Mom? You know, it does make sense. We are, you know, this doesn't mean I have to stop seeing him.
Yeah.
I just think it's probably a more mature thing. So thank you.
Wow.
And that was
good
awesome.
You know what? I have to say, I am impressed because how old was she? 18?
18 years old.
When I was 18, nobody could tell me shit. If somebody's going to tell me not to marry somebody, I would have gone out of my way to do it.
Update.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that nobody can tell you shit now. I'm just saying that that's true right there.
Well, more power to Chelsea because she's a better woman than me.
Yeah, she did great. I really appreciate that. First of all, I appreciate the update. That was very kind of you to let us know how that goes, because that's always fun to know that we did something. We actually did something. We helped somebody out.
I think so.
I feel good.
Yeah.
I feel good about
and
life.
And here's the thing. She can marry him later.
Exactly. That's what she said.
See if you're still into each other.
That's what she said. She goes, we're not going to stop seeing each other. Yeah. And she said that she called her boyfriend during that time and said that, you know what?
I
don't want to rush into it.
Yeah. I wonder how old he is. We never found that out, did we?
I don't know. I gathered that both were young.
Yeah.
By the thing there.
He's 40.
Yeah, 65 years old. Oh, God. Oh, God. I don't even want to see me at 65.
Why?
I just don't
say that. That makes it sound like you're not going to. Take it back, knock on wood, something. I don't know.
What do I got to do? What happened? What did I do?
Well, you wanted, like.
I didn't say you don't want to see me. That doesn't mean I don't want to be dead.
Well, what else is there?
There's a lot of other things by not seeing me. I don't want to see
just
what
get rid of all your mirrors.
That's what maybe one thing I'll do. And I'm going to carry a wheelbarrow around to put my balls in as I walk around town. What's that? Are you against a walker? Not just a place to rest these balls. Yeah.
Can you get a ball tuck?
You can do that. And the only reason I know this is, do you remember when Survivor first started?
That Richard guy or whatever?
He was one of them, but there was a doctor on there.
Oh.
And he was a good-looking guy. He was a doctor, and he came on Lex and Terry.
Oh.
And somehow, being naked on the island and balls hanging down, I made the comment, hey, you're a doctor. Can you get your balls lifted? He said, absolutely you can.
Wow.
Well, that might be something to look into, so I don't have to carry a wheelbarrow around.
I can't imagine it being real difficult either.
Hey, we could dress him up. And people go, what do you got in there? And you pick up the towel, and it's got like a little furry thing around him. Oh, that's my nuts. Nutty and Buddy.
You've been working on this for a while.
This is just what I'm thinking now. I haven't been working on this at all. This is nothing. But I'm just saying, 65, I have a feeling that the nuts are going to be way down.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, at least you're tall, so they got a long ways to go.
That's true. Yeah. It won't be as bad as that.
They won't be dragging on the ground or anything anytime soon.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so let's see here. Chaz update. Chaz, are now they're calling it
CHOP.
CHOP, which stands for Capitol Hill. What's the O part? Occupied Protests is what it's called, the CHOP. Or CHAZ means they're just dicks.
Autonomous zone.
Well, there was a shooting up there this weekend at 2:30 in the morning. Now, that being said, we are not making an excuse for what's going on up there.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
That being said, anytime, no joke here, people, anytime there's a shooting at 2:30 in the morning and somebody says to us, hey, did you hear there's a shooting downtown at 2:30 in the morning? We'd say, where? That exact park is where it's always going.
Yeah, you don't
down.
Want to go there in the middle of the night. No, it's bad news. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, it's not a real good part.
There's been a lot of crime around
there. Around that area. Yeah. Now, that being said, the fact that somebody was shot over there and they stopped the police from going in and tending to the person and doing
the
their police work. Not only the ambulance, though they took their own CHOP medics. Oh, my God. Which, by the way, the CHOP medic was a woman that we saw on television.
Who was out walking her dog.
She had nothing to do with the protest.
Right.
She lives in the neighborhood,
heard
a gunshot. She was a nurse,
ran
over there, made a tourniquet, threw the guy in the truck, and went to the hospital with the person. It's just a very nice lady.
And the way she described it, it was like the van or whatever it was in, she almost fell out of it.
She almost fell out of the van. They didn't. She said there was no board to put the person on, which means they could have been injured even more.
Right. And somebody died. There were two injuries. One of them died.
One died at the hospital. Yes.
So you know that, and it took. I heard that it took about 45 minutes for one of them to get to the hospital, and maybe a little longer.
A couple minutes later,
that's
the other one.
That's way too long.
I think that, and this is just my prediction, this time next year, there will be a monument put up there in that park for the 45 to 75 lives that were lost.
Oh, God, don't say that.
When they came in and cleaned house.
I hope not.
I hope not, too.
I'd like people to just go, okay.
They're not going to.
I know.
They're not. Have you seen some of these people interviewed? They truly are the dumbest motherfuckers I've ever seen.
That one woman we saw interviewed, they were asking her, you know, there's people that live here, and they are frightened. They're scared. They feel like they're being held hostage.
Yes.
They do not feel safe here. People are moving out of that area just because of that.
Yep.
And the woman said, well, that's just too bad. That's just not the attitude to have.
Well,
you know,
first of all,
these people, they didn't do anything. They are just living their lives there. They did nothing.
Yes. Sherry and I definitely understand the protest. We
get
the Black Lives Matter thing. 100%.
Right.
I get it.
Totally behind peaceful protests.
Yes. And I'm totally behind the mission of that.
And things need to change. Absolutely.
Things absolutely need to change. However, they're going about it the wrong way because this is becoming to have very little to do with the BLM movement.
Right.
What's going on up there. These are just a bunch of dumb fucks.
Wackadoos.
Who just think that they want to, let's create our own money now. They think it's like a real live Monopoly game.
Yeah.
They're just dumb shits as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, they are.
Now, I'm sure there's some very, you know, well-minded people that are just really dedicated to whatever their cause is. But if this was just a BLM thing up there, that's one thing. It's not.
Right.
There's like five or six different little groups of something. They're arguing amongst themselves.
Yeah.
They're doing all kinds of stuff. So my prediction is I think it's going to get ugly here soon.
I hope not.
Seattle, and it's very easy if you watch the local news here, everybody. The Seattle people, the Seattleites, they do not like this.
Right.
They are done with this.
Oh, yeah.
Seattle people are a very open-minded.
Very tolerant.
Very tolerant group of people, but the tolerance is run out.
It's up.
They're done. Okay, we get it. Something needs to be done. Let's work on that. Let's get it done. If you want to occupy someplace else, go sit in a field somewhere, whatever. But you're not going to devalue and make it so businesses can't open.
Right.
You can't make it so services can't get through.
Right.
People that live there are afraid to go into their house, all that kind of stuff.
Well, you know, if you live there and it's just a couple blocks, but if you're living there, let's say you have a heart attack or something, some sort of emergency, you could easily die.
Yeah, absolutely. It's crazy.
It is crazy. And there was a robbery. Remember that a couple nights ago, business was broken into and the guy showed up.
Oh, absolutely.
To his own business and cops wouldn't come.
Cops wouldn't come.
And they had the guy red-handed. The, the, the burglar.
Yeah, he held the burglar down for a while. Right. And then
they had to let him go because the cops wouldn't
let him
come.
Go. Nobody like, would come and help out. Yep. There it's you bad. Go. Okay, so there's our update on that.
Yeah.
We will let you know what we know every Monday. Yeah. We'll check in with this as long as it's still in the news, which it looks like it's going to be in the news.
I'm not sure we'll walk up there. I don't have any interest in really going up there again. I saw what I needed to see.
Yeah, it was during the day, it was fine.
Well, and being around a bunch of people right now with the virus going around.
Yeah, there's that. That's flaring up again. God dang, what is going on?
I know.
Night and light, things are crazy.
I know.
All right, so we do this challenge, a thing on the Lex and Terry show. Where, and I don't even think you know about this, you've heard me talking about the points thing that we do.
Yes.
And every quarter now, it used to be every year, every quarter we've done it now, the loser in the points total has to do something crazy. Mm-hmm. One way to get 25 points in your favor is to do one of these challenges that's going on, social media challenges, like the bucket on the ice, and things like that. So the one challenge that I chose to do to you, pretty much.
What to get? Wait, what? What do I have to do with it? Why am I getting dragged into this?
Because it's part of being married to charming Terry James.
Oh, okay,
so,
go ahead.
Okay, so this is what I live with, everybody. I try to play a joke on Sherry, which we've talked about many times. Anytime you bring up something with Sherry and you think you're making a point, you're sitting there and you're talking, she challenges almost everything. It's frustrating as hell. She never accepts, oh, really? Cool. She doesn't accept anything.
Well, I just have, I question things. I have questions.
And you're it's also very curious too.
Very curious.
Yes, I'm not trying to say like a bad thing.
All right.
But it's frustrating as hell sometimes. And here's a point of how frustrating it is. Let me turn up the volume on this. Hang on.
Lunch with Sherry. Hey, would you rather eat a baby goat or a madder baby? Come on.
I'm not going to say it.
Say what?
What's the matter, baby?
That's my life.
I'm sorry if I didn't fall for your little...
I needed you. I needed you to, like, at least, like, yeah.
You still did it. You're still getting the points, aren't you?
Yeah, I did get my points.
Yeah.
But I was in danger of not getting them.
Why?
I had to leave it up to the caucus.
Well, you did it. You didn't have any control over what I was going to do.
I know. That was my argument. Yes. Thank you. Thanks for arguing.
Yeah.
Thank you for the argument there. Okay, we got some advice. We're getting this is something that's turning into something now. If that makes sense.
No.
The more we give out advice to people, the more people want it.
Oh, okay.
So we got a few more emails to get to real quick here. We will get to that. It says, hi, dear Sherry and Terry.
Damn it.
You got it. Love the show. Actually, love is an understatement.
Oh.
That's very nice. This comes from Amy, by the way, in Adelaide, Australia.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Dude.
Ah, thank you, Amy. Appreciate you. Good on you, mate.
Good on you.
All right. That's all we know about Australia.
Kangaroo.
As I did live there for a little while.
Is that a root? Do they call them roos?
Yep. Loved Australia when I had a little time there. Anyway, here we go. Let's see here. I know you don't have kids, but anytime you do the parent advice from non-parents, you make perfect sense to me.
Oh, God.
My daughter is tall, thin, blonde-haired, blue-eyed bully.
Bully?
Is what she says.
Wow.
She calls other girls at school fat and ugly to the point of bringing them to tears.
Oh, my God.
The mothers complain to the teacher, who calls me. Today, her teacher told me that a schoolmate asked my daughter for a piece of candy, and she replied, "You don't need it. You're fat enough already." By the way, my daughter is 11 years old. Any advice, please?
Oh, drop her off at the first, like, police station. Can't you drop kids off that you don't want anymore?
I don't think I don't think you can do that, but you might. Adoption.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would want an 11-year-old. But
yeah, I don't think so either.
I think I had this idea as you were reading that obviously this girl has some sort of flaw,
mm-hmm,
that she's probably pretty sensitive about.
Yes.
I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
What we need to do is figure out, maybe mom needs to figure out what it is, and then tell some of the other kids
to jump on her.
that, and she will feel firsthand what it's like.
So, like, how about a taste of this type of thing is what you're doing?
Yeah, how do you like that? Doesn't feel real good, does it? Yeah. I think that would make her stop.
Yeah, this is a tough question. I like your answer, though. I do like that answer. God, you know, they always say taking things away from them that they love.
Yeah.
Like, you can no longer do this or do
phone,
that.
Take your phone away.
But I really, you know, this is where I think that you and I would probably either be the best parents in the world or the worst ones.
Yeah.
Because I agree with what you're saying.
Yeah.
I don't mind bringing somebody down a couple notches to see how they feel. God knows that I, and I'm sure you have too, have had to eat some humble pie.
Oh, yeah.
Having to be humbled many, many times, and will still continue to have to be humbled.
Yeah.
I acknowledge the fact that I need to be humbled from time to time. And any time that I have, I can honestly say that I've grown from it.
Sure.
So I think that that's right. Find out what's wrong about her and run the little bitch over, Amy.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry you have to deal with that, because it doesn't, you know, wonder where she got it.
I don't know, but that's really problematic.
That's a tough one.
I mean, if she, how did she get this attitude about fat people? Where did that come
from?
Don't
know. I have no idea. Anyway, so, well, good luck with that. I don't think we really helped out. However, our answer is we have a consensus. Find out whatever little flaw that she has.
Right.
There's some sort of insecurity that she has.
Yep.
And if there isn't, create one.
Right.
Make one
up. It'd
be
easier. It's easy to do, actually.
Yeah, you can't
especially
just
to an 11-year-old.
Yeah, but I would just run her the fuck over.
Yeah.
And probably the worst advice anybody could give, because I'm sure there's some parent out there right now that's going, no, they're screaming, they're turning the podcast off, they're unsubscribing.
You're gonna, I don't know, scar them for life.
Yeah. Oh, no, a little bitch needs to be knocked down no matter if they're 10, 2, 1, or 50.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Yep.
All right. This one here.
Have a good day.
And I love this last email I have here. I love this. It's called Dear Dumbs.
Oh, nice.
That is what we're going to call this segment.
Okay.
Our weekly segment.
I love it.
This is going to be called Dear Dumbs. In fact, we will not even respond to any of your emails if they're to Sherry and Terry or Terry and Sherry. It has to be Dear Dumbs.
Okay.
It's a Dear Dumb segment.
Yes, please.
How can you get us the email? You can email us at terryjames.com. You hit the contact form, or I promise you, I will look at the messages on the
Facebook.
Gang of Two Facebook page. The Gang of Two Facebook page.
GOT.
Just leave a message there.
Okay.
And I will bring these to the show, but please title them Dear Dumbs. And here's our first Dear Dumb email. So let's make it a good one.
Okay.
Not right. Like the last one.
Oh.
Last one.
I think I had a good idea.
I do too. But I know that we're going to hear from people that think we have a shitty idea. And we're shitty people.
We are shitty people. That's why we didn't have the kids.
And that's why I have a podcast. All shitty people have podcasts.
Shitty shit.
Because we have
shit all around.
Uh-huh.
On the walls. On
yes, exactly.
Ceiling.
Uh-huh. Dear Dumbs, 2 weeks before... This is a good one too, by the way. 2 weeks before my wedding... My mother announced that she was leaving my father.
Oh, God.
I'm 30 years old, and I should be able to handle the news, but I can't. I've been devastated by the end of a marriage that I thought was good until only a few months ago. My mother is now behaving like a college student. Mm. She parties all night long, dates several guys at once, and calls to tell me all about it.
Oh, God.
I've quit answering my phone when I see that it's her. By the way, this is from Bex in Birmingham. I don't answer my father's calls either. All he does is complain about being lonely and broke and a single father to my teenage brother.
Oh, God.
I don't want to hear their stories or be their confidant.
Yeah.
I need time to mourn the breakup of my parents' marriage. My own marriage is suffering now because of the recent turn of events. And it doesn't seem fair. What can I do?
Oh, I would lay down the law with both of the parents and say, look, I'm not your therapist. You clearly need one.
Mm-hmm.
And your child is not a good therapist.
I would find their faults. And I would hire everybody just to fuck with them everywhere they go. Mm-hmm. Hey, you short, fat, washed up. you know.
Divorcee.
Yeah, follow the divorced mom around. What are you in college? Nice Uggs. You're 90.
Listen,
don't
Karen.
Wear the Uggs, Karen.
Karen.
Yeah. So there's that. Now, I have my own. Divorce is not fun.
It's not.
It's very emotional. I remember my first experience with divorce. And yeah. I didn't even know what it was, really. Yeah. I just knew that it was a bad thing. And I guess I knew that the person I wasn't going to see anymore.
Yeah.
But when my oldest brother, Jackson, got divorced from his wife, I was pretty young.
Yeah.
And I remember when my parents told me this, they couldn't finish the sentence before I was bawling on the floor. Just bawling because I knew that there was pain involved.
Do you think they were surprised by your reaction?
I don't think so. They knew they had a pussy.
Oh.
You know, they knew.
That's not the way.
My parents knew they had a pussy.
No.
Yes.
No.
That'll be the title of this podcast, probably.
You were a sensitive boy. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that?
I still am. And here's the reason why I bring this up is not to prove that I'm a big crybaby. It's to prove that how things do work out.
Yeah.
Because my brother's wife, Barbara, is probably the best thing that ever happened to him.
Yes.
And I will say this, she's one of the best things that ever happened to me.
Oh.
And our family. We love her.
Yeah, we do.
We love her. And she's just, you know, she's so talented and funny and smart. And,
yeah.
You know, and, you know, he's lucky.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
In fact, I think that, you know, I fall into that category of being lucky as well with you.
Oh, me?
You guys, yeah, you guys are a lot alike in certain ways, you know? Oh. So it's pretty, you know, it's interesting. But my point is that I was
Knocked
for a loop when it happened.
Yeah.
And I don't remember very many things in my childhood.
Yeah.
But that one was a painful time.
How long did it take you to get through? Well, you were
I don't know how long it took. I just remember it coming out of my mom's mouth to me just losing it.
Yeah.
I mean, lost it.
Right.
Going crazy.
I was 10 when my parents divorced, and it was my parents getting divorced.
Yeah, that's tough.
And then, not too long after that, we moved out of state.
Mm-hmm.
Left my dad behind. It was pretty traumatic.
Yeah, it is tough. And my mom, before she died, she must have known she was dying because she said, "Hey, I want to tell you something. I was married before." And I was like, "Whoa, what?" She goes, "I was married before. It lasted a very short time." And she made a joke like the guy's dick didn't work.
She told you her
son. My mom, who is, I'm telling you, a very spiritual,
right.
Never heard her cuss. The time I heard her cuss was by accident.
Wow.
I still remember that day, the day I heard her cuss.
Yeah.
My aunt called, her sister.
Yeah.
Called, and this back when you had landlines. And
yeah.
I picked up the phone at the exact same time she did.
Right.
And I heard my aunt say, "Oh, you're home." And my mom go, "No shit." And I was, whoo, and I hung the phone up really softly.
Yeah.
Oh, click, click. Yeah.
Didn't hear that.
Yeah. So
what kind of
what
advice do you have for this?
I forget what they want. I like talking about me a lot more.
her parents, she's 30, parents got divorced.
Oh, yeah. When my mom told me that. Yeah. So my advice is that try to not to make it all about you, because it really isn't. I know it's painful and it sucks, but the fact that they're in your mind that your parents live this dream life, you don't know what was really going on with
them. I don't even think that's part of the problem. I think the problem for this person is that they're in the middle of it.
Well, but the last part of her email was she's not having a good time in her own relationship, thinking that things are wrong there too.
Oh.
Because now she doesn't believe the sanctum marriage.
Oh, is that we got out of that? I don't know.
Even though she didn't say it, I made it up. Leave me alone.
Did. Yeah, all right. That's your backstory.
Okay, that's my backstory.
All right.
So, but yes, I would say that, you know, and that's it right there. I would say don't make it too much about you. The picture that you had of your parents, definitely it's neat that you had that, but they're human beings.
Right.
And things happen. Sometimes, like in my brother's instance, that's why I brought it up, things happen for a reason. So it's not all that bad. But the way your parents are acting, that's fucked up.
They shouldn't be using her as a therapist.
And you're right. I would do exactly as you said again, and that would be too.
Just to put it nicely, just say, you know, look, I understand you're going through some really, I think this is not fun for anybody right now, but I am not the person to commiserate with.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You need to get a professional.
Yeah. You and I are not going out to Chippendales, Mom, okay? You horny little bitch.
She must have got, I'm guessing her mom got married at a young age and probably didn't date it much before she got married to this guy. And now,
well, it sounds like she's the one that left and left the dad alone with the son and all that. She sounds somebody who's just, and maybe because they did get married early, and let that be a lesson to the one that wanted to get married at 18.
That's right.
Because you'll do stupid shit like that. If you don't go around and fuck everything you can when you're younger, it's going to come back. You're going to want to have those sexual experiences. You're going to want to say, I want to see a different vagina.
I want to see a glory hole. Just something, just a hole in the wall.
What? Are you okay? Is this something do we need to talk?
It wasn't coming from me. I was quoting.
Because we can make that. I'll knock a hole in that door right now.
That's great. Yeah, uh-huh. That sounds fun.
Yeah, sounds fun to me. All right. Anyway, I want to leave it with this phone call. Not a phone call. There's something I saw online that I think is really, really funny. Now I'm going to have to describe it. Okay. So here's the description. This app, they have accents. They're from Britain, I guess, the UK. And the husband bought his wife a mask to wear. Mm-hmm. She's been wanting a mask to wear for the COVID stuff.
Yeah.
Now he decides to turn on his phone and record this as he gives her the mask that he got her. I have to explain the way she looks. I will post this exact video, by the way, on our Gang of Two Facebook page. So you could watch this.
Is that the page that you don't check?
I do check. I don't check the response. I'm going to be checking it now for our Dear Dumbs.
That's right. Dear Dumbs.
Dear Dumbs. But I have to point out the way this woman looked, because I was in awe that this guy got away with this, because I could never get away with this. His wife is sitting on the couch, sectional couch, in the comfiest spot, you know, in the corner.
Yeah.
She's got to look, she's wearing pajamas. She has a, like a pillow in her lap. She's kind of chunky, but she's young. She looks very young, and she looks like somebody. I just fell in love with her.
Aww.
I fell in love with her facial expressions. I just wanted to hug her. I really fell in love with this chick. And she's got a towel wrapped up around her like she just got out of the shower and washed her hair.
Yeah.
So that's the way she looks. And then this guy presents her with this.
All right, babe. What have you been telling me you want me to get you for when you do the shopping?
Oh, a face mask. When I'm in the queues, it's all a bit, there's a lot of people, everyone's got face masks on, I feel a bit, I should be wearing one.
Right, okay. I heard today that we shouldn't be buying up loads of face masks because we might be taking them from the NHS. But, obviously, I know that you want a face mask.
Have you made me one?
No. So, I had a little think about it, and I bought you one that isn't going to take it away from the NHS. But I think this is going to keep you safer than most face masks. I've spent a bit of money on this. If I show you it, you have to promise to put it on.
I'm not promising to wear anything.
Rocks. Just promise to try it on.
I'll try it on.
You promise to try it on?
Yes.
Right, this is the face mask that I bought you.
It's a handbag.
It's a gimp mask. Right?
Where have you got that?
I got it on Amazon, right? Spent a bit of money on it. Look, now this has got... It's
got terrifying.
Rocks, it's got zips over the eyes and the mouth, right? So you know how you're always touching...
Sorry?
Well, you're always touching your face when you're in there. If you've got this on, right, not got to worry about it.
You want me to go down to Asda in that?
It's a face mask!
Oh,
You wanted a face mask.
You're winding me up. You've actually bought that. How much have you spent on that?
Don't worry. Look, safety first, all right? Safety first. Okay? Try it on.
That is terrifying.
You've got to try it on.
Look. She can't put a gimp mask on.
Why would you buy a gimp mask?
Just watch it.
Look at it. Look. Look. You can zip the mouth shut, right? See what and I mean, it's still breathable, that. Apparently. You promised to try it on. You promised to try it on. Go and put it on. Try it on. You promised to try it on. Go on, try your mask on.
When she comes out of the bathroom, does it fit? It's hilarious.
You're joking. Look at the state of it. What's going through your head?
Right.
No, what goes through your head, honestly?
Safety first, right? You wanted a mask to go down and do the shopping in. This is it.
And you thought, I know. Order a gimp mask. Can you imagine me going down to get a pint of milk and some nappies? Sorry, Karen, stand back. 2 meters. Just standing in the queue. Oh yeah, where you been? The pig for breathing.
Right. Oh. Right. Calm down.
You
right.
Are, honestly, this is the stupidest thing you've ever done. Imagine if you've been in isolation for 2 weeks, you come out and see this. Stop funny.
No one's going to know who you are, right? Because they can't see you.
Mom, I'm driving around right, the just, car, right, but you're
right, just, right, right. No one's going to know who you are, right? You're going to stay safe. You're not going to worry about touching anything and then putting your hands
I
in your mouth.
I just wanted a simple face mask. I don't want a blooming gimp mask. Mark, take it back. How much did this cost?
Right.
I tell you now, you're taking it back.
I'm not...
You're keeping this in the house. I don't think you're going to put it in them bins, because if the neighbours see it, then we're doomed.
If you want to take it back, it's up to you. That's your face mask. That's your corona mask.
Mark,
Take it or leave it.
You ordered it on Amazon, and now everything that pops up in your ads is going to be gimp masks and sex wicks and stuff.
I did it on your account. You was already logged in on the laptop.
I love... that there are other couples out there having fun.
Yeah.
I love that. She was adorable, wasn't mm-hmm. she?
She was cute.
She was really fun. I loved her. So that made me feel real good.
Nice.
All right. Thank you for listening again today. We really appreciate you guys more than you'll ever know.
It's a wrap.
It is a wrap, Sharon. It is time now to thank our Jumped In Patreon members. Thanks to J. Mark Surveying, licensed in Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. They got a website, jmarksurveying.com. Psychic Kami.
Kami.
Promise you I'm going to reach out to Psychic Kami. Maybe this coming week.
You know what? I think this is turning into apologies to Matt Damon.
Apologies to Psychic Kami. We had to bumper. No, I think that we should get out next week. Are we going to be on next week?
Yes.
Because we're not going to be 4th of July.
It's
so
week after.
Week after. Okay, so next week, maybe we'll get Psychic Kami on. Jeff and Angie Strumeyer, we love you guys. Thank you so much. Hope you're safe from COVID. Thank you for your support.
Yes.
Toby and everybody at roughcutdecor.com. Use the promo code PODCART for 10% off. Make sure you check out roughcutdecor.com. They do some. They're very talented over there. And anytime you need them, just know that they are available for you. We love the fact that you guys are spreading around the love here, and supporting one another, and supporting one another's businesses.
Yeah.
It's roughcutdecor.com. Panini Pete, who's got it going on? We love you, Pete. We will talk to you soon. Thank you for your support. M. Daigle and Sons Construction in Jacksonville, Florida. You need an add-on?
Need a screened-in porch?
Yeah, they got you covered.
Do it.
Go to M. Daigle and Sons Construction in Freakville.
You do it.
Sasan.
Yes.
From PrescientSurgical.com, the startup in San Francisco. Hopefully they're changing the world.
Yeah.
I know they're changing our world.
Yeah.
It's very great to get to know them. They are I have a feeling that these people might be lifelong friends.
I hope so.
Yeah, we got to meet them, though.
I know.
Let's see. Jeff Gray and everybody at Southern Carves, Facebook.com. Check out the Facebook page and like it. That's all we're asking. How hard is that? Southern Carve, C-R-V-E-S.
If you could do any less,
yeah,
that's
we would
about
do
the
it.
Least you could do.
We Binge TV, Jackson and Barbara from WeBingeTV.com. They are changing lives as well.
Yeah.
They are organizing your life. They become a regular guest on the Lex and Terry Show every Friday. You can hear them talking about the upcoming things, informative. And besides being informative, They've got many different things that can help you out. So make sure you go to WeBingeTV.com and get that all taken care of. And our friends at ThemerTailor.com, ThemerTailor.com. They make these awesome mermaid suits for those of the people that are into that.
Beautiful.
But they do have other things as well, like our face masks that people were doing. 10% off if you use Gang of Two when you're checking out, minus the silicone products. Thank you very much. And we will talk to you guys next week for another
Gang of Two.